45 years ago this week, a brief and historic announcement broke through the static on an English-language broadcast from Moscow.
As a result of intensive work by research institutes and designing bureaus, the first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created. This first satellite was today successfully launched in the USSR.
In 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, and the space race was on. Over the next dozen years, the United States worked to get to the moon before the Soviets. The U.S. not only won that race, but eventually became a partner in space with Russia on projects such as the International Space Station. Morning Edition commentator and science writer Andrew Chaikin has compiled a new book of photographs of 5 decades of space exploration. It's called Space, and it includes historic and dramatic pictures from the first satellites to the moon landings to Hubble's images of places far beyond our solar system. Chaikin says he got hooked on the space program when he was 9 years old after seeing pictures of a spacewalk in Life magazine.
I still remember those amazing photographs of Ed White, who was the first American to walk in space. And these pictures were like nothing you've ever seen. I mean, the astronaut is floating in space in brilliant sunlight, but the sky all around him is deep, deep black. And instead of seeing his face through the helmet, there was just this mirrored gold visor, which, you know, in 9-year-old parlance, just made it extremely cool.
They had that tether in those days, which they don't have now, so it looks even more dramatic.
Yeah, and of course it invites the comparisons with a newborn on an umbilical,
right,
which in a sense for the human race, if I can venture the metaphor, it really was kind of a new birth into the cosmos.
I think some of the most dramatic shots early on were Apollo's shots of the Earth, so that you see the outline of continents and for the first time, you know, and you're saying, hey, the map guy's got it right.
Yeah, I mean, if you were going to take any one photograph that has really expanded our consciousness, it's the act of looking back at ourselves from that enormous distance of a 250,000 miles or so, and looking at a photograph of our planet. And it's not the endless expanse we see down here. It's this very finite and very beautiful, fragile-looking ball in space. And you know what I'm struck by as I look at these pictures, even though they were maybe taken for engineering reasons, or maybe they were taken to document an event in a mission, they still stand up as pictures. They are dramatic. They are, in many ways, revealing. I mean, during one of the Apollo missions, Al Shepard and Ed Mitchell were climbing up the side of a big hill on the moon, and Al Shepard was just doing his job by taking some documentary photos of the area, but he happened to catch Ed Mitchell running by with the map in his hand. And that picture I put in the book because it's such a cool, you know, human moment from this adventure.
It's like a tourist shot. You know, there goes Dad.
That's right.
Trying to figure out where we are.
And they were trying to figure out, and in fact, they didn't really find the place they were trying to get to. But there were some shots that were specifically taken as quote-unquote tourist shots, and the humanity of those also. You know, there's a picture from the last Apollo mission of the two helmets and the dirty spacesuits piled up in the back of the cabin. And, you know, that was taken just to kind of document the human experience.
Yeah, where's Alan Shepard's golf swing here?
Well, I'll tell you, that golf swing, which Alan said went miles and miles and miles, his own photographs kind of gave the lie to that because they found the golf ball in one of the pictures after the flight. And it was, you know, it was a couple of 100 feet away.
The Apollo shots are nice, and of course, all the shuttle astronauts' photos. But when you got to Viking and Voyager and Pathfinder, you get some real drama, and the aesthetics, you get colors I don't think human artists have come up with yet.
Well, you know, Bob, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I have always felt that there was an undeniable beauty in these alien landscapes. And I was a college student at the Jet Propulsion Lab when Viking landed on Mars, and I still remember those first pictures coming down and sitting there with the scientists. And, you know, yes, we were excited. Everybody was thrilled from a scientific standpoint. But from a human standpoint, my God, there was an extension of ourselves, of our own eyes, on the surface of another planet. It just kind of gets you right in the brainstem.
There are blues and greens here that robin's eggs haven't come up with yet.
Well, you know, there's a stunning picture of the planet Neptune, which is blue, but it's not blue for the same reason that the Earth is blue. It's not because it's covered with water or an atmosphere like ours. It's blue because it's got a lot of methane in its clouds, and methane absorbs red light, and hence it looks blue. But, you know, Woody Allen, wasn't it he who said, if you dissect a joke, it dies on the operating table? So it's better not to analyze these things and just appreciate the beauty.
And with Hubble, you can go so far out there now that you get not just stars and planets, but entire solar systems.
Well, this is truly the most mind-expanding stuff that we've got. I mean, you know, Hubble is so much more sharp and penetrating than previous telescopes have been because it is in space. And, you know, stars and galaxies and nebulas, but then also that one shot that's called the deep field, where they pointed Hubble at a patch of sky that looks empty, but they found just littered with galaxies that are perhaps 12, 13 billion light years away, almost looking back to the very beginning of the universe. And, you know, that's about as mind-expanding as I can ask for from a photograph.
Very good. Well done. And it's just so pretty.
Well, you know, Bob, my only regret in all of this is that I didn't take any of these pictures myself.
Science writer and Morning Edition commentator Andrew Chaikin. His newest book is titled Space. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.